Welcome. It is good to see so many of you here for our Christmas Eve service. We also welcome those who will be enjoying our Christmas Eve service through our CD ministry. So please feel free to wait for a few minutes after the service if you would like one, and you can take it and share it with a loved one or family member, friend, whoever might be interested in having this service and this experience. We welcome members, we welcome family, we welcome friends, Lang's Presbyterian Church, we welcome with us, and Buchanan Presbyterian Church. They are in the process of joining us as we bring mother, church, and child together. So it is wonderful to have them here with us this night. This is one of those few worship services where you will not hear me preach. The proclamation of the word this night through our liturgy, through our prayers, our litanies, and most importantly, through God's inspired word, Holy Scriptures, speaks to us this night of the coming one. So let us prepare our hearts, our minds, our souls, our very beings, as we open ourselves to the love of God this very special night.
Thank you.
You are invited to rise in body, heart, and spirit. Our opening hymn, number 534, O Come All Ye Faithful. Let us join in our call to worship this night. This is a season of holy waiting, in hopeful expectation and anticipation. On this night, we hear the angels say, "Do not be afraid." On this night, we sing with the angels, "Glory to God in the highest." On this night, the light of God fills the heavens and illuminates the earth. Come, let us walk in the light of God. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill to all. Let us join in singing number 535, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
Amen.
hear our call to confession this Christmas Eve. Remember that our infant Savior, Lord Jesus, can sympathize with us in our weaknesses, since in every respect he was tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with boldness approach the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace in our times of need and our times of plenty. Let us confess our sin against God and one another, praying together, saying, Wondrous God, we gather like the shepherds, unclean, unworthy, and awed by your presence. You understand the disquiet of our hearts and know how imperfectly we seek you. Still, you come to us. With grace and truth, you come to break the yoke that burdens us, to bestow peace upon us, to bring light to our darkness, and to fill the earth with joy and love. O Emmanuel, we welcome and adore you with all our heart and being. Amen. Let us have a moment of silent confession. Amen. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. I declare to you in the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. May the God of mercy, who forgives you all your sins, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Let us join in singing Angels We Have Heard on High, verses 1, 3, and 4, on page 536, and remain seated.
Thank you. Our first reading this evening is from Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 through 10. The wilderness and the desert will be glad, and the Arabah will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will blossom profusely, and rejoice with rejoicing and shout of joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Encourage the exhausted and strengthen the feeble. Say to those with anxious heart, take courage, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. The recompense of God will come, but he will save you. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb will shout with joy. For waters will break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the Arabah, and the scorched land will become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the hunt of jackals, its resting place. Grass becomes reeds and rushes, and a highway will be there, a roadway, and it will be called the highway of holiness. The unclean will not travel on it, but it will be for him who walks that way, and fools will not wander on it. No lion will be there, nor will any vicious beast go upon it. These will not be found there, but the redeemed will walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord will return and come with joyful shoutings to Zion. With everlasting joy upon their heads, they will find gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away.
We light the candle of hope. Let us join our voices in singing the first Noel, verses 1, 2, and 4, number 538.
Thank you. The light of peace, Isaiah 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They lived in a land of shadows, but now light is shining on them. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. His royal power will continue to grow. His kingdom will always be at peace. He will rule as King David's successor, basing his power on light, on right and justice from now until the end of time. The Lord Almighty is determined to do this, to do all this. We will light the second candle, purple candle of peace.
Would you please join me in reading the litany of glad tidings found in your bulletin? Blessed are you, Son of Righteousness, shining forth from the heavens and enlightening the whole universe. Let heaven and earth rejoice. Blessed are you, Lord Jesus Christ, reigning with the Creator and Holy Spirit above the cherubim, worshipped by the seraphim. Let heaven and earth rejoice. Blessed are you, born as a little child and laid in a manger. Let heaven and earth rejoice. Blessed are you, humble offspring of a virgin, yet truly God. Let heaven and earth rejoice. Blessed are you, sovereign of glory, graciously coming to dwell among us. Let heaven and earth rejoice. Blessed are you, giving us all we possess, yet accepting the gifts of the visitors from the east. Let heaven and earth rejoice. Blessed are you, our bread of life, giving eternal life to our souls. Let heaven and earth rejoice. With the angelic host and all the heavenly powers, let us proclaim and celebrate our Savior's birth. Let heaven and earth rejoice. With the spirits of the just made perfect, let us magnify and bless the Lord to all eternity. Let heaven and earth rejoice. Amen. We light the third pink candle of joy.
Let us join in singing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, hymn number 537.
Thank you. the light of love, Luke 2, verses 1 through 20. At that time, Emperor Augustus ordered that a census be taken throughout the Roman Empire. When this first census took place, Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Everyone then went to register himself, each in his own hometown. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in cloths, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay at the inn. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the field, taking care of their flocks. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid, but the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town, your Savior was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and laying in a manger." Suddenly, a great army of heavenly angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger. When the shepherds saw him, they told them what the angels had said about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. Mary remembered all these things and thought deeply about them. The shepherds went back, singing praises to God for all they had heard and seen. It had been just as the angel had told them. We light the fourth purple candle of love.
the word from the Gospel according to John. John 1, verses 1 through 14. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. These are the words of our Lord. Please rise. We have celebrated God's gift of hope, peace, joy, and love. Jesus coming to us was the gift that made all other gifts real in our lives. We celebrate God coming to us in human form, bringing light to all the world. May every knee bow before the newborn Savior. With the angels, may every tongue sing glory to God in the highest. The light of God incarnate, born in Jesus the Christ, has entered the world,
has entered each one of our lives.
This night, we light the Christ candle. Let us join our voices in singing, What Child Is This?, number 540.
What child is this?
On this night, we come. We come with our gifts. We come to adorn the baby. We come with our gifts of talent, our gifts of time, our own gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. At this time, we bring our gifts humbly on bended knee before the infant child, the infant Savior, Jesus the Christ. Please be seated. And at this time, our offering will be received on this night. You to rise and let us sing that third verse of What Child Is This, number 540. He took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. This is the Lord's table. Our Savior invites those who trust him to share the feast which he has prepared. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right.
Eternal God, holy and mighty, it is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise and to worship you in every time and place where your glory abides. Through the words of the prophets, you promised your people the Redeemer and gave hope for the day when justice shall roll down like the waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. We rejoice that in Jesus Christ, your Son, the Savior, has come, and that he will come again in power and glory to make all things new. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the heavenly choirs and with all the faithful of every time and place, who forever sing to the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are holy, O God of majesty, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Born as king in David's line, he lived with the lowly and cared for the least of your children. His power was revealed in weakness, his majesty in mercy. His captors knelt to mock him, giving him bruises instead of praise, and piercing thorns for a crown. His only earthly throne was a cross on which to die. Even there, his arms stretched out to embrace friends and foes in love. From the grave, you raised him to your right hand, where he ruled again from heaven and commands true loyalty from peoples and nations. Please be seated. We give you thanks that the Lord Jesus, on the night before he died, he took bread. And after giving thanks to you, O God, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Remembering your gracious acts in Jesus Christ, we take from your creation this bread and this fruit of the vine and joyfully celebrate his dying and rising and await the day of his coming. With thanksgiving, we offer our very selves to be to you, to be a living and holy sacrifice to your service. Great is the mystery of our faith. Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. Let us pray. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and fruit of the vine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, unite us with the living Christ and with all who are baptized in his name, that we may be one in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. Remembering your church, O God, united in the truth of your word and empower it in ministry in the world. Remember the world of nations. By your Spirit, renew the face of the earth. Let peace and justice prevail. Remember our families and friends. Bless them and watch over them. Be gracious to them and give them peace. Remember the sick and the suffering, the aged and the dying. Encourage them and give them hope. Rejoicing in the communion of the saints, we remember with thanksgiving all your faithful servants and those dear to us whom you have called from this life. We are grateful that for them death is no more, nor is there sorrow, crying, or pain, for the former things have passed away. Lead us, O God, to conform this world to your kingdom of love, justice, and peace. Help us to live as the Lord requires, to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with you, our God. Keep us faithful in your service until Christ comes in final victory, and we shall feast with all your saints in the joy of your eternal realm. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty God, now and forever. And let God's people say, Amen. Amen. And let us pray for God's rule on earth, as Jesus has taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. On the night of the birth of Christ, it is fitting that we have so many babies in this congregation and so many infants from 4 days old to 4 months old to a year and a couple of months and 2 and 3 years old. It is noisy for us, but it is the gift of life. And that is the gift that we receive at this table. It is the one that reminds us that there is hope, there is a new day. As I listen and I watch these blessed children here on this night, as we celebrate the blessed one who has come to us. This bread is one loaf, and we, many as we are one body. For we are the body of Christ, and it is one loaf from which we partake. It is the bread of life. And this cup is the cup of the new covenant, sealed in the blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all our sins. This bread and this cup, they are the gifts of God for the people of God. Come now, for all things are ready on this night. the bread of life, the body of Christ broken for us. Take and eat. The blood of Christ shed for us for the forgiveness of sins, the cup of the new covenant. Take and drink. You are invited to rise and let us join in our prayer of thanksgiving. Together, loving God, we thank you that through word and sacrament, you have come to us through Jesus Christ, both in the midst of time and history, in the city of Bethlehem, and in the timeless presence of Christ's Spirit, as we receive the gift of your Son, who is the true bread from heaven and food of eternal life. Strengthen us in your service. Send us out into the world rejoicing, ready to share your love with the people we meet. Through the grace of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. At this time, you are invited to take your candle and move to the outsides of the pews. Some of you, if you wish, with children and infants and everything a little harder to move, you may remain in your seats, but let us have both an encircling of the sanctuary as well as remaining in our seats, whatever is easiest. This is our tradition. We pass the light of Christ to one another as the light has come into our world, that we might be the bearers of Christ's love and Christ's light to others. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." Now he sends us out to be bearers of his light in the world, sharing the gifts of God's love to all people. Let your light shine before all people, that they will glorify God in heaven. So
Susan, it's not all here. It's not all here.
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Shh. Okay, just because the music's not here. Okay.
Of righteousness shine upon you and shatter the darkness from before you with his joy and peace. May the blessings of our wondrous God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and abide with you now and forevermore.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.